Greetings, everyone, and thanks for joining me for this edition of our Sunday School Preview. This Sunday's lesson is entitled Solomon's Speech and is found in 1 Kings chapter 8, verses 14 through 21. Today's lesson is an account of some of what Solomon said after the ark was placed in the temple at its dedication. One of the main things Solomon did in his speeches to the congregation was to emphasize that the completion of the temple was a fulfillment of a divine promise. He reminded them of the circumstances of the promise and the contents of the promise. He said to them that the temple was not something God requested, but was the aspiration of his father David. He said that it was well of David to have it in his heart to build a temple for God, and that God had picked or chosen him to rule Israel. There are two things God promised that Solomon now mentions. The first is that David's son would build the temple David wanted to build, and that his son would sit upon his throne, both of which Solomon declares God had done at this temple dedication. He mentions how blessed Israel is when he recalls before them their ascent from bondage in Egypt by the hand of God. Also, so there may not be any confusion, the mouth of God mentioned in verse 15 is the word of God spoken by Nathan the prophet, which revealed the promise to David. The completion of the temple from the time David inquired about building it until it was complete and Solomon made this speech took many years. Solomon was not even born yet. But the main thing we need to take away from this lesson is the faithfulness of God's promises. It has been said that you can't hurry God, but trust Him and give Him time, no matter how long it takes. David was dead and did not live to see the completion of the temple he wanted to build. But God kept His promise. God has made certain promises to us through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And though many have died without seeing His return and fulfillment of His promise, nevertheless, we must have faith that God will fulfill the promises made through Christ. It has been over 2,000 years since Jesus gave us the promises of God. That may seem like a long time, but in relation to eternity, the psalmist describes 1,000 years as just one day, and 2,000 years would be only 2 days. God's time is not our time. In fact, God is not bound by time in any way, and it is meaningless to Him, as it will become to us. We must patiently wait on the promises of God, realizing that His promises are sure and independent of time. I'm sure the magnificence of the completed temple and the glory thereof was something to behold to the people who were there to witness it. Many of them were not even alive when it was promised. The glory that shall be revealed in, seen by, and experienced by those that believe and waited on the promise of God, I believe, shall be beyond the words we have to express. Well, I hope you will attend Sunday school this coming Sunday and share your thoughts with your class. If you have any comments or questions, be sure to place them in the comments section of this preview. So, until next time, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.